This is the last weekend to view an important, provocative, and beautiful exhibition of photography by four emerging black artists whose work deals with current cultural narratives and the fight for civil rights. Called Solidarity, the show at Soane Fine Art Gallery in Lenox, Mass., includes works by Jacob Borden, Yanis Davy Gubinga, Pops Peterson, and Sean Theodore, on view through this Monday, January 18th, which of course is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The exhibit includes The Problem Persists, 1964 to 2014, by Pops Peterson, in which the artist appropriated the image of Ruby Bridges from Norman Rockwell's 1964 painting, The Problem We All Live With, placing Ruby walking through the crumbling landscape of the Ferguson riots. Viewing Peterson's work just down the road from where Rockwell worked in Stockbridge, Mass., just makes it all the more real, relevant, and alive. Jacob Borden's images in this exhibition were created between May 28th and August 1st of last year. The series begins in front of Minneapolis's 3rd Police Precinct 3 days after the murder of George Floyd by officers. The series follows the subsequent demonstrations by the Black Lives Matter movement demanding racial equality and justice for George Floyd across the country. Images from demonstrations in New York, D.C., Boston, and Portland are included. Federal officers deployed by the soon-to-depart Trump administration were met by a wall of moms wearing gas masks and protecting protesters from munitions and tear gas behind them. Borden captures the drama of these incidents in his crisp, precise, colorful, and suggestive images where photojournalism meets art. Yanis Davy Gubinga, a 25-year-old photographer from Libreville, currently based in Montreal, has found strength and a tool in photography that allows him to not only celebrate but also to document and represent the many cultures and identities on the African continent and its diaspora. His portrait photography is a documentation of a new generation of Africans unapologetically embracing their many identities and cultures in the face of globalization and Western cultural imperialism. His work also focuses on highlighting the diversity of African identities, as well as how these identities are created through the intersection of different factors, such as gender, culture, and socioeconomic status. Gubinga creates a world of powerful, beautiful, and dignified Africans, regardless of gender performance, class, or sexual orientation. Included in this exhibition are images from his The Darkest Color series, which uses the color black as a symbolism for darkness, mourning, and death. Through the study of the human form and the overwhelming presence of the color black, The Darkest Color aims to interrogate, reinvestigate, and redefine the stereotypes and preconceived notions about the color black itself, both within and without photography. And Philadelphia-based artist XST, whose real name is Sean Theodore, is an award-winning photographer whose work opens broad conversations regarding the role of the photographer in the shaping of agency and imagery. Theodore's staged imagery is painterly and defiant. He calls himself an Afro-mythologist and explains the term as someone who questions official histories and explores the radical possibility of alternative narratives through the creation of a missing, yet necessarily specific, African-American mythology. I can't think of a better way to mark the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday than to explore the work of these incredibly creative and provocative artists at Soane Fine Art Gallery in Lenox. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.